Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 57 degrees.
We are expected to reach a high of 68 today under partly sunny skies.
Sheboygan police are investigating a recent series of burglaries on the city's south side. The department says the neighborhoods of Franklin Park, Hilltop, Roosevelt Park, South Central, and Swift have all been the targets of five incidents over the past week. One incident resulted in burglars entering a residence through an open ground-level window, taking cash and electronics. Three of the incidents were to unsecured garages with tools, a lawnmower, and a bicycle stolen. One other incident was an attempted burglary to a residence where entry wasn't gained. Police aren't saying if they're all related, but they are asking all residents to make sure you lock doors, windows, and garages when you're not around to discourage burglars from entering.
President Obama says this year's class of graduating West Point cadets may be the first since 9/11 who may not be sent into combat in Iraq or Afghanistan. That drew cheers today as Obama delivered the commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy. The president also vigorously defended his foreign policy in a lengthy speech.
Democrats' main candidate for governor agrees with Milwaukee's police chief, who says Republicans do more to suppress votes than to suppress violence in the city. At a Milwaukee freeway construction site yesterday, Mary Burke said she'll work with Mayor Tom Barrett, city leaders, and neighborhood residents to reduce gun violence. That after 10-year-old Sierra Guyton was shot in a crossfire a week ago at a school playground, Burke says there's no single solution. She said the police need adequate resources, the city needs a strong education system, and she said it's important to engage families and students early on and show them why schooling is so important.
Meanwhile, we're hearing from the father of the 10-year-old girl who was shot. Eric Grillert has more.
Anwan Guyton says his daughter's condition is slowly improving.
She done made it this far. So that let me know that she's fighting and, you know, God is definitely with her.
But he can't help but wonder why the suspect in custody was on the streets to begin with. He's been arrested 15 times since he was 12 years old. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett also looking for answers, calling for a review of the man's case.
I want to see exactly what happened at every juncture in this young man's life. If this started at 12 and this is where we end up, something went wrong somewhere.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
The Sheboygan Area School District's 16th home construction project is now complete. Students from North and South High School have worked on the 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom structure this current school year on Wild Meadow Drive. On Sheboygan's Morning News this morning, Superintendent Joe Sheehan said the home has been purchased for over $300,000.
The owners bought it before it was done. So they had a lot of change things and welcome to reality to our students. Like, we had it this way and no, we want to change it. So just that whole mindset of, oh, that's right, they're the customer, we do what they say.
An open house is scheduled June 7th from 10 to 3, and Sheehan says the money from this year's sale will help next year's house.
We have the land, it's ready, because when we sell the home, we use that money to give scholarships and to also buy the next parcel property.
And he also said there's growing interest from the public to purchase homes made by students. I think they already have an offer on the next home.
On the next home, but we'll find out more of those details in a few months. Wausau police continue to investigate the death of a man whose body was found a day after he went missing. Detective Captain Gregory Hagenbusher says the 32-year-old man was located by his live-in girlfriend Tuesday morning along the Lake Wausau Lakeshore.
According to the one witness, the person left the home intoxicated and also has a history of substance abuse.
The body of the man, whose identity has not been released, was found on rocks along the shoreline at the bottom of a steep embankment. An autopsy has been ordered.
A Milwaukee man pled guilty this morning to his role in the theft of a $5 million Stradivarius violin. 36-year-old Universal Ala was convicted of being party to felony robbery as part of the plea deal. He'll be sentenced July 24th. Prosecutors recommending prison time and extended supervision for 3 years after he gets out. Second defendant, 41-year-old Salah Saladin, has also agreed to a plea deal. His hearing is set for June 30th. Prosecutors say the two men knocked out concertmeister Frank Almond and stole the 300-year-old violin following a concert last January. It was recovered 9 days later in good condition.
The sudden arrival of summer is a blessing for Wisconsin farmers. The National Ag Statistics Service said two-thirds of the Badger State's corn crop was planted as of last Sunday. That's a whopping 36% more than a week ago, thanks to the warmer and drier weather. Still, Wisconsin corn planting remains 21% below the average for the past 5 years, due in part to cool soil temperatures.
And life may be easier with just a start or stop button. Google certainly thinks driving is going to be easier. We get more from Jennifer Kuiper.
Google has come up with a small car that lets you sit back and not worry about a steering wheel or gas or brake pedal. It's a driverless car. Project director Chris Urmson says many accidents involve human error, and with help from things like lasers and GPS, their vehicle takes that out of the equation. Urmson says in a company video that this is just the first step for them.
The opportunity for people to just move around and not worry about it, it's going to be incredibly empowering.
Google is having 100 of the driverless electric cars built. They're two-seaters and only go 25 miles per hour. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Not so sure about that, but we shall see.
We shall see indeed.
How about the forecast?
Pretty good for the rest of the work week. Partly sunny the rest of this afternoon, high near 68. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 48. And for tomorrow and Friday, mostly sunny skies, highs warming back into the 70s.
We're still looking for the sun, Rusty. It's only 58 degrees now as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time now at 12:06. And again, 58 degrees.